Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Hey, hey.
Welcome. Welcome. Is that good, everybody? I'm not yelling now. Welcome. I hope you like that intro rather than the welcome. Welcome. So I'm saying welcome. I'm being very nice tonight. Very nice. We have a great show, and I'm being very nice. Welcome. Glad you can have us in your home tonight. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, I wish you can call in, 407-894-1680. That's the number to call, 407-894-1680. Well, before we get started, let's introduce the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful, and I mean smart wife, co-host Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here. Welcome, everybody, to August 1, 2021. We're glad you're with us tonight, and I can't wait to do my shout-outs in a few seconds, I guess.
And we're calling in from Orlando, Florida. Yes, we are. The show is live. And in his home in Winter Park, Florida, is my co-host and buddy, Gary Sinclair. Gary, you there?
I sure am. I'm so glad to be back with everybody again. Welcome, everybody, to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I've got a little bit of news for you tonight. We got something new going on. I think you're going to like it.
We'll come back to that in a second, Gary. Okay. Let's introduce everybody first. Okay. And in the studio, the Spectrum Studios, let's introduce the only engineer and producer, Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Hey, I'm right here. How you doing? It's always a pleasure to hear from you. I'm glad that everybody's doing all right. It's a Sunday night, and we're here for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's on and popping. Hey, I'm glad to have you here.
Wait, is this Rodney Dangerfield?
Well, you already know. Good job. Hey, good job. You just got it right. I've been paying attention just a little over the weekend, but you know, I got it.
Rodney's doing the show now.
Yeah. Everybody's got to say something.
I don't know how to
Yeah.
That
so, Lynn, yeah. What did you want to say, Lynn?
Oh, I know. Let's go to Gary.
Oh, Gary? Okay. Gary, we'll go back to you now, okay. Gary Sinclair. What did you want to say?
I got a little excited because it's something new we're going to do to the show tonight and from now on, as far as I'm concerned, hopefully. And if you want to win a prize, you need to listen up. In order to win a prize tonight easily, when we have a guest comes on to our show, whether they're selling a product or they're just on to talk about cooking or whatever they're talking about, if you contribute your comments by calling on in, you will automatically go to the wheel. How's that? Right. And then you get to go get a prize.
There you go.
Simple, very
and
simple.
We added some more things to the wheel, too. Now we have, besides, what do we add, man? What do we add?
We added Starbucks.
We're on a Starbucks now. So we got Starbucks on there now. So you got Starbucks on it. You got a bunch of different prizes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else you got to say,
okay.
Lynn?
And now I have some.
Oh, by the way, that has nothing to do with the trivia. Of course, we're still having our trivia.
Yeah.
Well, no problem. Gary, we're talking about the wheel. Yes.
Okay. I have some shout outs. One is very serious, and the other one is quite happy, very happy. We're happy for them. Well, first of all, I'd like to say that we're all thinking about Dawn Brooks, our friend and the wife of our guest co-host, Charles Brooks. And please keep her in your prayers. Dawn is not doing well. And also, if you have a birthday shout out to share with us, we'd like you to call in. What's the number, Gary?
It's 407. Our phone number to call into the show is 407-894-1680. That's
right.
407-894-1680. Call on in and talk to us.
Okay. And now I have some happy news. Peter Cucciavi, who you all know is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, and he's also our dear friend. Well, Peter and his wife, Nikita, welcomed a new baby boy this week. We're so excited. And the baby boy's name is Leonardo Cucciavi. So,
Leonardo.
Yeah, actually, it's longer than that. It's Leonardo Petrovich Cucciavi.
Oh, geez.
The kid's got to be in 10th grade to spell his name. I love the name Leonardo. That's
congratulations.
Gorgeous. Yeah, congratulations,
but
Peter.
Lynn, I got to tell you, Lynn, when you talk that long name, remember when you used to go back to school and you had these little blocks, and when you signed your name in, you had, you know, the first letter, second letter, third letter went in the box. Well, I had a friend of mine from Italy. His name was Mimo Davatico Vatti Giulia Caviolo. He couldn't fit it into the boxes.
That's right, Gary. Yeah. Anyway, all of us at Blind and Beyond radio show would like to extend our congratulations to Peter and his wife, Nikita.
To having Leonardo.
How big was the baby? How big was the baby?
Peter didn't fill me in yet, but he'll be on soon, I imagine, in a couple of
weeks.
But
he's going to have to be in my 10th grade, but it's
hey, you know, I just realized I never could fit my name in the box either.
Your name is Chris Shaw, isn't it?
No, if I spell out my official government name, it won't fit.
Your what?
My official government name, it won't fit.
The government name?
Right.
What does that mean?
Yeah, it's my official government name is Chris Stop Her.
Oh, Christopher. Yeah.
Right. No, Chris Stop Her. That's how you got to say it. It's Chris Stop Her. Christop. H-E-R. You got to break it down to Chris Stop Her.
Oh, I get it. Chris Stop Her.
Right.
Is that a joke?
I had to stop her.
Chris Stop Her.
Yeah, stop her.
Yeah.
Chris Stop Her.
All right. Do you and Gary have any shout-outs? Chris, do you have any shout-outs?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, most definitely.
No.
My mom and aunt is in town, so I definitely got to give a shout-out to my mother and my aunt all the way down. Came all the way from Chicago. And my girl's one of my students today is her birthday. So, Summer Harris, happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy birthday. And thinking of birthdays, I got to say.
To your mom and your auntie.
Tell your mama and auntie, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yep.
We'll wish you.
Thinking of birthdays, Braden, my grandson, had his birthday the other day, the
30th. Yeah, but wait.
Yep.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
He's 13. He's 13 now.
And we had a birthday reference to Kyle, our grandson. Our grandson, Kyle.
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Absolutely, on the same day.
Braden is 13?
13, going in eighth grade now. I can't believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
And we knew him when.
Yep.
Yeah, we knew him when, Gary.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to this tonight's show, and we have a wonderful, fun, and informative show, and we'll be talking to our first guest caller.
You know, you don't hear that many kids named Leonardo. You know that?
No, I've never heard of that baby.
No.
Leo.
Not Leo. His name is Leonardo.
Leonardo.
Yeah.
Well, what is his nickname going to be?
It's Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael, Donatello, the artist. The artist formerly
Leonardo.
Known.
Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo
right.
da Vinci. Yeah.
What is his nickname going to be? Len?
Want to go to break?
Hardo.
Chris, we'll take us to break, and we come back. We'll talk to our first guest who's in the waiting room.
Let's go to break. You've been listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Go to break. Right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with Guide Narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes app is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes app, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes app today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Does that sound good?
No, it doesn't sound.
You like the old way?
Sounds good.
Hello. Did I get that way? Hello. No.
Sound excellent, Michael. Sound excellent.
No, not to me.
Welcome back. Welcome back. That's what I like to say. Welcome back.
There you go.
To the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And folks, if you miss any part of the show, don't forget, because we archive, and when this show's over, we archive all our shows. More than 300 are archived now. So you go to any show, you miss any part of the show. It's a lot of shows, yeah. Over 300. Yep. Our website is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and. Blind and Beyond. Blind and Beyond. Radioshow.org. Lynn, you're up.
I'm up. Actually, I'm sitting down, but I'm up. Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome for the very first time a young gentleman who really has accomplished so much. His name is Griffin Pinkow, and Griffin is the founder of Foreseeable Future Foundation, and he's also a talented and accomplished athlete, He's completed 4 marathons, competing at the national level in cycling. And guess what? All while being blind with retinitis pigmentosis. So welcome, Griffin.
Oh. Well, yes. Thank you. Welcome, Griffin. Welcome.
I didn't know that you have the same as Gary. Gary, you both have the same thing, RP.
And Sheila.
Yeah, I'm the same, but him and Gary have the same RP. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know a lot of people with RP. Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's many, many in our audience. So welcome, Griffin. Why don't you start, Griffin, by telling us a little bit about yourself and your eye condition?
Yeah, tell us your story. Tell us your story.
The Foreseeable Future Foundation and its mission.
Sure. So I'm 28 now. I was diagnosed with RP at age 11, and we actually found out through sports. So when I was younger, I was able to make a travel baseball team. I was always an athlete, and one day I just couldn't pick the ball up in the sky anymore. And I'd be running one way, and the ball would be going another way, and there was something wrong there, and that was kind of the first step on figuring out what was wrong and kind of what was going on with my vision. A lot of people thought I just needed glasses. I actually went back to my ophthalmologist and got a pair of glasses, and not knowing that I can actually see a negative contrast better because I had RP, not even knowing it at the time, I was able to perform in our next baseball game, which was a night game. And I did great. There was no issues. So we just thought the glasses worked. And the next day at practice, I couldn't see again. And that kind of was the first step to trying to figure out what was going on. And months and months after doctors and specialists, I finally went back to my ophthalmologist in Princeton, where I'm originally from. And she said, Princeton, yes, that's where I'm from.
Princeton,
New Jersey?
Princeton, New Jersey, yes.
Oh, I'm from New Jersey, too.
I'm from New Jersey. Lynn's from New Jersey. I grew up all around Philadelphia, Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Oh, that's awesome. Michael, I didn't know that. Yeah, but I guess extended Jersey family I'm talking
here
to.
We go. Here we go. So not to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you're fine. We went back there, and she said, you know, I think I see some pigment on the retina, and we didn't know what that meant. And a few months later, I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and had always, you know, still an athlete, but up, you know, steadily losing vision. In high school, I lost some more vision and was able to actually still play high school sports. I did track and field and wrestled and still had enough vision to play sports in college. So I played rugby my freshman year of college and then had to stop. But, you know, always an athlete, always knew that sports is something I wanted to stay involved in. And then my senior year of college, I actually had a friend that said, well, you know, why don't we do a marathon, thinking that's something I'd do in 10 years or, you know, and way down the road. And he pushed me. We decided to do it. And I did my first marathon, which was New York City, and got into adaptive sports and found out all about adaptive running and, you know, tandem cycling and all these other things that are available that I didn't know about beforehand for most of my life. Dealing with, you know, visual impairment, blindness, and kind of from that, those experiences in high school and college, and then getting into running and now cycling, I saw that there was a need to do something and help the community that I'm a part of. So I guess all of that kind of culminated with starting the Foreseeable Future Foundation.
Wow. Terrific. I got a question for you. Did you ever think about the triathlon?
No, I don't swim, man. I have a lot of friends that are triathletes that they've tried to convert me to a triathlete, and I won't do it. It's an Ironman is probably on my bucket list at some point just to do it, but I can always do those things when my cycling career is over.
Yeah. Well, we had a gentleman on our show that did the triathlon. He did very well.
The phone number, if you want to call in, folks, is speak to either one of these fine gentlemen here. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
So what was your first signs of retinitis pigmentosa?
When we noticed that it was that my vision was starting to decrease.
What about night vision? See, yeah, they put me out of the Navy. I was a Navy CB, heavy equipment operator, and they found I couldn't see at night. They couldn't figure out why, and they sent me from Puerto Rico all the way to Bethesda, Maryland to figure out why I couldn't see. They said I had RP, and it was first signs that I couldn't see to drive at night.
Right. So for me, it was actually when I was younger and I'd go trick or treating with my friends, and I would say I can't see anything. We just at first thought it's because I wasn't really out at night that much, and my vision just had to adjust to, you know, the dark a little bit more. And that was actually probably the first sign of, you know, retinitis pigmentosa with not even knowing it. And then years and years later, through sports, we saw there was a big decrease in me, what I could do on the field. And that kind of, you know, turned into, well, we have to figure out what's wrong. But I think it really stemmed from when I was younger, and that's where we noticed, well, I can't see at night. And then after I was diagnosed with RP and we learned more about it, we realized, oh, night blindness comes along with it. So
absolutely.
I guess that's first step. Yes.
This is Michael. Question. How did your friends that are sighted at, when you were in sports, how did they feel? Did they talk to you about it?
When I was losing a little bit more vision, my friends, you know, I guess there was a mix between people some of them thought I was joking or didn't believe that I actually was visually impaired or losing more vision, because they, you know, they didn't realize that there was a lot of in between. They just thought someone was blind or sighted. So that was interesting, and some interesting experiences in trying to explain it to them and having the coaches explain it to them. But I had a few really core friends that were just really awesome people, and still some of my best friends
to this day,
about, you know, saying, you know, if I needed help, I'd let them know. And if not, you know, then that's fine. You know, they wouldn't treat me any different. So I'm lucky I have
I got to ask you one other thing that they did to you. So Michael doesn't know. He went blind older in life and stuff, but I was young. After you knew that you had retinitis pigmentosa stuff, and you were going blind, you couldn't see at night. And I hated this so much. How many fingers do I got up? Did you ever get that? Oh, I hated it. How many fingers do I got up?
They still do that to me. They still do it to me.
They still do that to me.
Do they,
Michael? So you get all those, you know, those questions, and people. I've had people say, "You don't look blind," and
sound blind.
Exactly.
Griffin, I'm going to tell you a story about looking blind. I wear sunglasses all the time now because I used to go to a biker bar, and they'd look at me and say, "You can see those eyeballs are working just fine. And when I talk, you're looking right at me." And I got in a couple fights. And from there on, I wore sunglasses, and then they don't tell me I can see again.
Well, that's the thing, too. Probably with a few people here, I had vision at one point, so I have a concept of what things look like. I know, you know, where someone's speaking from, to look directly at them or try to. And from just those experiences, you know, someone would have no idea unless they, you know, saw me with a cane when I was a cane user, and now with my dog, my guide dog. So, you know, it was just, I guess, having to be a chameleon and adapt, and not worry about being too sensitive. That's just my perspective and my personality about being able to educate and you know, give them a little bit more into that there isn't just blind and sighted and those sorts of things. So, I mean, I probably took some experiences and instances not in the nicest manner, but the end result for me was always to try to educate and awareness.
Well, I got one famous thing I say to another. They say, you're blind, you can see. I said, "Can I have the keys to your car?" They shut up.
Hey, listen, hey guys,
we have a caller. I'd like to talk to Dave. We'd like to talk to Burn Park. We'd like to talk to Griffin. Dave, you're on. Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave. Good evening, guys and girls. Griffin, I wanted to talk to you real quick because when I heard that you're into cycling, I've never done anything competitive, and I don't really have the competitive fire, but I did enjoy doing some tandem biking with a buddy of mine a number of years ago. I'm totally blind, and we just did it as an excuse to get out, and typically we would ride like 20 miles. We'd go 10 miles to an Irish pub, have a pint, and then we'd ride 10 miles back. So my question to you, if you don't mind, I gave my tandem bike away, actually, because it was in disrepair. So I'm kind of I'd like to get into it again because I really do miss it. And I think it's a great way to get exercise, for one thing. I wonder, what is the a couple of names that I should look for that it would be decent, real basic tandem bikes, and what I might look for? Because I don't have a whole bunch of money, but I would like to get another bike again. And since you're into it, you could certainly point me in the right direction.
Sure, Dave. So I would say Cannondale. Their tandems are great, and I don't want to say on the cheaper side, but they're more entry level when it comes to cost. And that's where I started, was my Rode Cannondale tandem, and it's been my most reliable bike, low maintenance, and it's just what I use for training, and I beat the crap out of it, and it works really well.
Right.
So I would start there for just cost. A Santana is another good one that's similar to that. And those are the two that I would probably start with, Dave. If you wanted something that was a little bit more, higher up level wise, and it would of course be more expensive, but okay. There's multiple brands, but I would start there if you're just trying to look for a bike.
And these all have like speeds, right? I mean, like a 10 speed bike or 8 speed or whatever.
Correct.
So I think I had was like an 8 speed maybe.
It's up to 11 speed now, 10, 11 speed. So that's what you would probably find. For like an entry level bike, just to get back into it and start again on the road, those are the two that I'd say you'd have your best bet with. There are a handful of other companies I can name for you that wouldn't make that much sense, honestly, if you're just trying to get back into it right now. And
I be looking at for a real basic price? I mean, like, not quoting you by any means, but could I possibly get a bike for like $700 or $800?
Probably not a tandem. Unless you could find, there are things online and Facebook groups where you can find a really good deal, where even if it's slightly used, some people just don't know what they have, or they just have really, taken care of their tandem. So that would be your best bet. It would probably, for one of those tandems, just a basic level, new would start at $2,500.
Gotcha.
But you could probably find a good deal somewhere online or through, a bike shop might have one that they... They've been overstocked, so...
Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds good. I appreciate that, and I'm anxious to hear more about your adventures. Sound like you're having a good time, and then I'd love to hear about what other folks are doing.
Sure. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, Dave.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks
for calling in, Dave.
Thanks for calling in.
You bet. Thanks,
Griffin.
Guys.
We'd like to hold you over. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to break. When we come back, we'll talk more to you. We come back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407-864-1680. Don't go away. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll come back to Griffin after the break.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and I want to thank you for inviting us into your home. The only thing is you could have put up some popcorn for me. I'm very hungry. I could use some popcorn right now. That's a joke, folks. Listen, you want to call in, which I hope you will. The phone number is 407-894-1680. We've been talking to Griffin Pinkhouse. Did I say it right?
Pinkhouse.
Pink.
Yeah, without the S. Right, Griffin?
Griffin Pinkhouse. Yep, you got
Pinkhouse.
You got it.
So we've been talking about, Griffin, you know, one of our missions on Blind and Beyond radio show is to educate, to inform, to entertain the visually impaired and the blind, as well as the sighted, teaching people about the sighted community as well as the blind community. And Griffin, you have a foundation, I understand. So tell us about your foundation. It's called Foreseeable Future.
Exactly.
Foreseeable Future. Is that right? Did I say it right? Foreseeable Future.
You got it right, Michael.
Okay. Tell us about Foreseeable Future.
Sure. So part of the mission is, similar to what you guys do with the radio show, actually, is one, to bring education and awareness to visual impairment, blindness, adaptive sports, and what, you know, the visually impaired adaptive sport world can do, you know, with a a challenge or something that they need to, you know, work through, but also helping people that are visually impaired and blind through sports and recreation by providing funds for those organizations and individuals to pursue sports at any level. So those are a few things that we do at the Foreseeable Future Foundation. And I started it about 4 years ago, and I started it on my own, took it up. I got the 501(c)(3) status and went to some family and friends and said we needed to start this organization. And in our first year, we really raised a lot of money and was able to do a lot and work on helping just the visually impaired and blind community be active and move at any level. So we do have a few different programs and things that we do. One, as I just mentioned, funding and helping with, you know, either equipment costs, coaching costs, travel to races or camps, clinics, but also before COVID, having actual awareness events in local communities to bring awareness to the adaptive sports world for the sighted community. So those are just a few things that we did before COVID, and now we are doing a show online, bringing people from the adaptive sports world to the forefront to show what they're doing, a little bit more about their story, and give the education and awareness component virtually to the sighted community that might not know about those individuals or adaptive sports, and then just the sighted community as a whole. So we've grown pretty fast, and we're doing a lot of different things, and we're looking to grow. But I just once again love that I get to share something that I'm passionate about and I really love, which is sports, and be able to share that with the community that I'm a part of. So that's a little bit about what Foreseeable Future does and kind of how I started it and what we do to help.
Griffin?
So talk about sports.
Yeah.
You're from Princeton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
So what's your football team? The Giants?
No. I'm a Ravens fan.
A Ravens fan? Baltimore?
I was always a front runner when I was younger, and my brother and dad said, finally, just pick a team. And I loved Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and that whole crew, and just loved the logo and the colors of the Ravens. So I picked that team a while ago, and I've just stuck with them.
Well, I'm an Eagles man. Philadelphia Eagles.
That's great.
Go Eagles.
We can forget about the colors now.
Griffin,
yeah.
Flynn, tell us a little bit about how you raised a funding for the kids to go to Campability.
Yes. So Campabilities is one of our biggest benefactors that we support. They have them all over the country and world, and they're adaptive sports camps for visually impaired and blind kids to go for a week and learn all about adaptive sports and participate. But the way we fund our organization, and we're able to do that for those, you know, youth and young adults, are through fundraisers. So we have our annual gala, which we've, you know, postponed because due to COVID, but we're having that event in New York City in Tribeca in June of 2022. And this year we've done a couple of small fundraisers. We're doing one more at the end of this year in October, which hasn't been finalized yet, which we're working through, but it's all private donations, and that's how we're able to fund the organization. And really everything we raise goes back to helping the community, to helping the visually impaired.
That's very nice.
I got a question for you. What about B-ball? They have
B-ball.
Yes. So
B-ball.
I don't compete or play beat baseball, but I do. We support some beat baseball teams in the tri-state area and a couple around the country. And I haven't played yet. I had one camp that I attended in Georgia. They made me put on the blindfold and play the outfield for a little bit, and that was very nerve-wracking. But that's my experience with beat baseball. I have friends that, you know, they think I'm crazy for going 30, 40 miles an hour on a tandem with no brakes on a track, and vice versa. I think they're crazy for playing deep baseball or whatever their sport is. So everyone has their thing.
Griffin, this is Lynn. So you're calling in from Laguna Beach right now, but can you tell us quickly, for those who would like to participate in the Blind Athletics, that's all over the country, right? Or is it mainly in New York?
No, it's all over the country. So, you know, we try to, you know, they can go to our website, foreseeablefuture.org, and see, you know, the people that we help and where they are around the country and where there are camps and certain things going on, where they might want to participate or volunteer or kind of get involved. For our organization, any events that, you know, awareness events or educational things that we're doing that we're trying to relaunch, with some of the groups that we sponsor, would, you know, be in New York, California, and possibly Georgia, which I'm working on right now. So that's kind of in the works, but that's where people could find out where, these things that we support and we do, are. So that's probably the best place, but they're all over the country.
Griffin,
Griffin,
before we go off, could you tell us how to get a hold of somebody who would like to put some money there, send you a foundation, something? Tell us how to do it, how to get a hold of your foundation.
Sure. So they can go to foreseeablefuture.org if they'd like to learn about the groups that we help, you know, events, anything that we have coming up. They can make a donation there if they'd like to. And also, through any of our social media as well. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even LinkedIn. So those are kind of the places where people can find us and learn more about what we're doing, who we're helping, if they want to get involved, and to donate if they'd like to do that as well.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Griffin, for coming on. Yes, very nice. Glad to have you back. Glad to have him back.
Nice to meet you, Griffin.
Great meeting all of you. Thank you so much for having me on and getting to share a little bit more about me in the foreseeable future. And hopefully I can come on again sometime soon.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Thanks for coming.
Stay well.
Stay well.
Take care.
Good luck.
Good luck.
It's time. We're going to go to trivia time. Trivia time.
This is Gary.
This is your first song. Gary, you're up.
Okay. I threw in a little stinkweed here tonight. You don't have to tell me what band it is, but I want you to tell me who sings this song. Chris?
407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
So we sailed up to the sun till we found the sea of green.
The name of this song, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. What?
Tough song.
What song?
It's a tough song, as you know. Tough song.
No, I don't think so. It's been around a long time. I think some of you out there will be able to answer that pretty quick. You watch and see, Michael.
Okay.
Come on. Don't make me fool and I'll call on in. 407-894-1680. Win a prize.
Okay.
You don't know.
All right. So I have three callers calling in. I got three callers calling in.
Ready?
All right. Yeah.
I knew it.
We have
three callers calling in.
Shirley.
Absolutely.
From Ohio.
Shirley, yes.
And then we have our good friend Howie.
Howie, yeah.
From Oceanside. And then we have our good friend Sherry from Orlando.
All righty.
Okay.
the first is Shirley. Shirley from Ohio. Shirley from Ohio. You're on, Shirley, Ohio.
So we're gonna let's go to Shirley first. Shirley, how you doing?
Okay, how are
hey,
you?
Shirley. Hey, Shirley.
Shirley, you know this song, Shirley?
Sure, it's Yellow Submarine. Shirley, it's the Beatles.
Absolutely.
But who's singing the oh, singing
I think
the
it's
Beatles.
The Beatles, but I'm not
no,
positive.
I said who?
No, I
so who is singing the song?
Oh, Gary, it's Beatles. That's enough.
Okay.
That wasn't. All right,
Beatles,
whatever.
That's good enough. Yeah, it's good enough. You just won yourself a $10 kick. He's going to get reduced.
Well, let's see if one of
which singer of the group. Okay, we're not going to go
there. Let's
see
if the other two know.
Okay, she just won herself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Okay.
Subway, coming your way. Enjoy Subway. $10 gift card, Shirley, is all yours.
Thank you.
All right, Shirley.
Yeah, I'm not going to get
on,
ridiculous.
Hold on one moment, all right?
Okay.
All righty, let's go and talk with our good friend Howie. Howie, how you doing?
Hey, Howie.
All right, Howie, so do you know who was singing that song?
It's the Beatles.
No, no, he can't say the Beatles if somebody else got the Beatles. He wants to know what part,
singer.
What singer of the Beatles?
Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
Ringo Starr, you're absolutely right. Ringo Starr sung that song.
Hey, Howie.
So Howie, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from the Subway.
They must be sick of seeing you at Subway.
You got it. I thought that was a great interview you guys did. You guys did a great interview with that young man. It was fabulous.
All righty.
All right, Howie, thank
so
you.
So Howie said, who was it?
Ringo Starr.
And Shirley got up and sang the Beatles. Okay.
Yep. All right. We got a double winner. Double winner there.
Sherry, you there? So let's say hello to Sherry. Let's say hello to Sherry.
All right. Hold on one moment, Howie. Let's say hello to Sherry. Sherry, how you doing?
Hey,
Terry.
Everybody got it. And even Shirley said she thought it was Ringo. So it counts, Sherry. She
just went to see, said the Beatles. That's good enough.
Maybe you'll know the next
She said the Beatles, and then she said, I think it's Ringo. So she got it. I'm a Beatles fan from way back. So
me too.
I'll try out.
I never liked the Beatles.
I don't understand that, but that's okay.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
They changed the music world. They got when they came out.
So did Elvis Presley change the music world?
That's right.
Not, you don't like him either. You don't like him either.
No.
He did change.
You only like the '60s, Michael.
The Beatles changed.
Well,
I'm shocked that all the people knew that song.
Oh, everybody knows that Ringo voice. It's an unusual voice.
It's unusual, yes it is.
How you doing, Gary?
So what else today, Miss Sherry Brun?
I don't have anything else, really. Just called in.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Hi.
You're welcome.
You're not traveling.
Thanks, Sherry. Thanks, Sherry.
All right. Have a good week, everybody. Bye-bye.
You too. Stay
right,
well.
You too. Bye, Sherry.
God bless. I'm surprised that people called in three different people.
Yeah, totally they would.
Now, the question is if Chris knew who the singer was. He must be busy writing.
He's busy writing.
Yeah, he's busy. He's a busy man. People don't know behind the scenes how Chris stays so busy back there. He's got to write everything down, keep notes, answer the phones, and put up with us.
When you talk about things that are funny, it's like this. Well, you say to somebody who's blind, you didn't sound blind.
Yeah,
and I
get that.
And now you can. I never thought of it then, but now I could say, well, how does a blind person sound?
Absolutely, yeah.
We were talking about that off the air with Griffin.
Yeah, but now I can say it on the air, same thing. How does a blind person sound? Now, if you're deaf, I can understand because you sound different if you're deaf. But if somebody who's blind doesn't change your voice pattern, usually, I don't know if anybody who's blind, if anybody's listening out there, has your voice pattern changed since you've been blind?
What
your voice pattern? Well, everybody has a voice pattern. You know, if you're sighted, you speak a certain way. Like, I'm the same way I was 30 years ago, right? My voice?
Yeah,
you never changed, Michael.
Nigel's voice is the same, but he has. You have a harder time retaining when I tell you a name.
You see,
it's really.
All right, let's see if you all you agree or disagree with me.
If people are wondering why you're asking me like the whole name of a foundation, whatever, because you don't see it.
Yeah, I was just going to bring this up.
And you don't do Braille.
I don't know if people understand this.
Right.
See, when I went to school, which was many years ago, I learned spelling. I learned everything from eyesight. So I wasn't blind back then. So when I went to school, everything was with the eyes, and you see the word, and you pronounce the word by the way you saw it. So if you see it, you pronounce that word. Now I'm blind, I can't see a word. So when Lynn tells me something, she's sighted, I can't sometimes say the word because I can't visualize that word.
I'll give you an example, Michael. When I was doing Braille, I come across the word W-A-T-E-R. I hadn't seen the word in years. And I go, and I did the letters all right, and the instructor goes, well, okay, W-A-T-E-R. I said, W-A-T-E-R. W-A-T-E-R. I couldn't figure out it was water. I said, you know, I hadn't seen the word in so long. It wasn't computing at the moment, you know.
Well, that I understand. So, I do understand that.
Yeah.
But you see, those folks that know Braille, well, I don't... Gary doesn't really know Braille. I don't know Braille at all.
Gary, you know Braille, but you don't use it, correct?
No, I don't use it. I'm like you lose it if you don't use it, and I haven't used it in so long. But I did learn how to go through the alphabet and stuff.
I don't know Braille, and the point is, I went blind at the age of 65. So the point is, I was sighted most of my life. 60-70% of my life I was sighted. So now that I'm blind and I cannot see a word, when Lynn tells me something, that doesn't ring a bell to me or hit it. It's hard for me sometimes to pronounce an easy word because I can't visualize a word, especially if it's a word that I haven't heard in a while. So that's the only thing I can say. If you folks out there listening to me, if you understand what I'm talking about, call in. Let's discuss it because you may think differently than I do. I went from the old school. The old school was learning how to pronounce the word by seeing the word. So don't forget, I didn't know any blind people. There was nobody blind in my school. I didn't know any blind person. So in the world that I grew up in, it was all looking at the word, pronouncing the word. So the point is this. If you listen to this radio show, which is 407-894-1680. Call in. Let's discuss it. How you know a word. 407-894-1680. How do you pronounce a word? If you're visually impaired or totally blind, it's got to be really not even visually impaired. You got to be really blind because if you're visually impaired, you can still see a word. And I'm saying for those folks who cannot see a word and you don't know Braille, then the point is, do you sometimes have a problem with a word? I do. I admit it right out front. Sometimes in my vocabulary, it shrinks. My vocabulary has shrunk since I've been blind. Don't you think so, Lynn?
Absolutely.
Right. My vocabulary has shrunk because of my thinking of words, because it's not the same vocabulary I had when I was sighted. You want to call in?
Absolutely right.
That's it. Appreciate it. You know, I'd like to talk to you about it. I'd like to hear another thought process of anybody else out there who's blind.
That's something, Gary.
407-894-1680.
The word water didn't resonate in your brain.
No, it didn't. It didn't compute at all. All I was feeling is the letters, not the word.
Yeah.
Then after a while, I could feel like, oh, water. You know, that's how you learn Braille. The water, you know. But
well, I've had other problems. Simple words. I've had simple. Don't I?
You have a
simple
problem words. With David's last name.
I can't visualize it. Yeah.
David's last name.
Oh my goodness! I have to tell him.
I've had a friend with our daughter's boyfriend years ago when I first went blind.
30 years later.
Yeah.
I was still saying his name wrong. Are we going to go to break?
Going to break. Going to break.
We're going to go to break with the top of the hour. Top of the hour break?
Yep.
Top of the hour break.
Sure is.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more in the second hour. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.